works immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is sitting in our control room, hand hovering over the telephone, waiting for you to call on in. Now, about a week and a half ago, we were starting to see stories in the Israeli press about a deal to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard as a condition for the peace talks between Israel and Palestine moving forward, which we know Israel doesn't really want that to happen. But they're saying, if you give us Pollard, we'll consider extending the peace talks and wasting everybody's time for a little bit longer. This was denied by the State Department. Now, I just had a story that came in from Yahoo News saying that, yeah, as a matter of fact, that there is talk of a deal of releasing Jonathan Pollard the middle of April. Now, remember, Jonathan Pollard committed an act of treason against the United States, providing U.S. nuclear secrets to Israel, who then gave them to the Soviet Union. Remember the classic definition of treason, aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. We were in the Cold War, and Pollard stole those secrets, sold them to Israel. Israel traded them to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased emigration quotas of Russian Jews to move to Israel. Some friend in the Middle East, that is. Now, anybody advocating the release of Jonathan Pollard is an accessory after the fact to treason committed against the United States of America. Now, when the Rosenbergs gave the Soviet Union the secret to the atomic bomb, they were executed. And normally I'm opposed to the death sentence, death penalty. But in this case, it seems appropriate. My parents' generation were forced to pay $5 trillion to develop America's nuclear deterrent. And that was back when $1 trillion was really a lot of money, before the quantitative easing just devalued the dollar so much. And the Rosenbergs and Pollard basically undermined that entire nuclear deterrent. Had the U.S. and Russia gone to nuclear war after Pollard's treason, the U.S. probably would have lost. That's how serious this is. Of course, Pollard's a big hero in Israel. They've named streets after him. He'll be welcomed as a hero. And it's just another reminder that our government is totally subverted and controlled by a foreign power. And we don't like it any more than all the people in those countries the U.S. has subverted and put a puppet regime into place. There's layers and layers of puppets. The U.S. does it to other countries. Israel's done it to us. So we're going to talk about guns and gun rights right now. As you know, I'm a firm supporter of the Second Amendment. I think everybody ought to have a gun. I think everybody who has a gun ought to go through a gun safety course and be trained how to use those firearms safely and well. I grew up in a culture, if you will, where when on your 12th birthday, you got your first firearm and you got the lesson on gun safety. And if you ever dared mishandle that weapon, you got a trip to the woodshed, would keep you eating dinner, standing up for a week. Now, up in Nebraska, Senator Christensen is pushing a bill, Legislative Bill 390, which would prevent governors from limiting the sale or transportation of firearms after a disaster in order to allow the citizens of Nebraska the right to protect their own property. Now, it would seem this is kind of a common sense situation, but it doesn't work that way. Now, I lived in Los Angeles during the aftermath of the Rodney King trial, where the cops were just let off scot-free and it triggered riots all over Southern California. And the first thing the LA City Council did was to ban ammunition sales. And Californians were already dealing with the 15-day waiting period. Now, the rioters, they just broke into the gun stores and stole all the guns and ammunition they wanted. And the law-abiding citizens of Los Angeles couldn't buy guns, 15-day waiting period. Those had guns, couldn't buy ammunition, had to drive down to Orange County to buy ammunition. And so they had to just sort of stand back and look at the well-armed rioters burn down their businesses they'd spent a lifetime building. Where was the LAPD? They were running like heck. The Second Amendment is about the defense of not just the free state, but citizens. Citizens have a legitimate right to self-defense. We have a right to keep and bear arms equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And the anti-gun hysteria in this country, you know that this government understands they've pushed the American people to the breaking point. That's why they're trying to limit magazines and take away those assault-style rifles, even though assault-style rifles really aren't used in a lot of crimes. The vast majority of gun crime involves these cheap, disposable, Saturday night special, concealable revolvers and pistols. But they want to get rid of the assault rifles because those can be used by the American people to defend themselves against the federal government, which is really what it comes down to. And the anti-gun hysteria just got completely out of control. Remember that story about how this kid was playing at school and he nibbled his Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun and he got suspended? Well, Florida has apparently decided that they've had enough ridicule over that, and they're passing a new bill to basically say kids on school grounds playing are not committing a gun crime. If they point their finger and go bang, bang, that's not a crime. If they nibble a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun, that's not a crime. This zero-tolerance policy where, you know, kids talking about guns are suspended. It's coming to an end here. Now, an interesting little story. You know, up in New York, this whole SAFE Act, which was clearly legislation crafted by politicians who don't really know guns very well. And they said, arbitrarily, we're going to limit the size of magazines. Well, apparently the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, back on the 26th, announced that New York State police have decided not to enforce the magazine limit portion of the SAFE Act, the seven-round magazine limit. They're not going to bother. It's ridiculous. And it is ridiculous. All those U.S. government people, they have high-capacity magazines. And remember, the United States Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller that the Second Amendment guarantees to the American people the same weapons held by the Army and other government forces. If they've got 30-round magazines, we have a right to 30-round magazines. If they've got AR-15s, we're entitled to AR-15s. What part of shall not be abridged are they not getting? Now, over in Michigan, there's a guy who's filed a lawsuit against the police. Apparently, last Christmas, he was carrying legally, open carrying his pistol on his hip, And the police arrested him, saying he was carrying a concealed weapon, and threw him in jail over the Christmas holiday. And the man is suing because the dash cam video on the police car clearly shows the gun is visible on his hip and not concealed. It's just a reminder the cops are making this stuff up because they want arrests so that they can look good, make the quota at the end of the year. And, of course, we have that growing situation down in Albuquerque, which doesn't look like it's going to cool down anytime. We're talking about the police who gunned down that homeless man and was caught on video. It's created a huge stink. There was a protest at the Albuquerque Police Headquarters. And not having learned their lesson about public opinion, the Albuquerque police responded to the demonstration with tear gas and baseball bats. So it's just descended into complete thugism. Now remember, another United States Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus United States. When the police are outside the law, citizens have a right to defend themselves against such illegal activity by the police, up to and including the use of lethal force. The police's attitude is, do what we say because we have, but you know something? That's exactly the same thing the criminals are saying. And if you're a police officer, you're supposed to stand for the letter of the law and the Constitution. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about that horrible tragedy down in Albuquerque where the police just killed this homeless man who was camping out in the foothills. Apparently just killed him in cold blood, tased him, sicked the dog on him. It was just brutal. Okay. Well, apparently there is now a federal investigation into this shooting. The U.S. Department of Justice is looking into it. Apparently this is based on not the video that was made public from one of the police officer's helmet camera, but apparently there was a second video from one of the new lapel cameras the police officers are starting to wear. That one's not been made public. There are calls to make it public. Albuquerque Police Department is saying, no, we're not going to make it public. But there is something on there that apparently is justifying the Department of Justice coming in and looking at this. Now, there's been a complaint in that the Albuquerque Police Union has a policy of financially supporting Albuquerque police officers involved in a shooting. And apparently the officer who killed that homeless guy received a $500 payment, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it makes it look like the Albuquerque Police Union is running a bounty program where if you shoot somebody, you get $500. And that's not looking very good at all. And, of course, it didn't help that shortly after that homeless situation, the Albuquerque police shot down a guy holding a cell phone, saying, oh, my goodness, he's got a gun. And if you can't tell the difference between a gun and a cell phone, you shouldn't be wearing a badge and a uniform or carrying a gun. Now, another big stink is kicking up over the Albuquerque's Police Oversight Commission, which is supposed to police the police department and keep them in line. And the POC has basically come back in response to the flood of complaints over what happened to the homeless guy. The commission chair, Richard Schein, is saying, well, actually, there isn't much that we can do because they don't have the power to do much about it. So it's another one of these window dressing commissions. Yes, we have a police commission to keep the police in line. And when push comes to shove, it turns out they really don't have any teeth. They can't do anything about it. Another scandal over in Kansas, the former Kansas Bureau of Investigation Deputy Director Kyle Smith has been arrested on child porn. I don't know what it is about people in high positions where they just get into this stuff. Maybe they just need the thrill or something, but I don't get it. Here's a very shocking statistic. And again, it is a damning indictment of the U.S. war policy. So far this year, 2014, 1,892 veterans have committed suicide. They're not getting the support. They're not getting the medical care. They're not getting any help reintegrating into peacetime society. A lot of them are coming back from the war zone, hyped up on those SSRIs, which we know can take even perfectly happy people and trigger bouts of suicide. If you're not familiar with that scandal, there's a website, SSRIstories.com. We link to it from our own page about the link between these prescription psychiatric medications and acts of extreme violence. Better than 90% of the mass shooters being waved at us by the gun grabbers were either on or withdrawing from these medications. It could be 100%. But lately, every time there's a mass shooting, the first thing they do is classify the medical records. It's not in the public's interest to know. Remember when we had that video from up in Connecticut where they were having a hearing on whether to release Adam Lanza's medical records. And this lawyer from the Connecticut government, from the office of the medical examiner, came in and said, even if in that one case the medication precipitated the mass shooting, that wasn't important for the public to know. Well, it's not just the one case. It's an ongoing phenomenon of the mass shootings. And second, if you look at Connecticut's economy and how much of it is rooted in prescription pharmaceutical companies, you will understand why this Patrick Quanishy was in there saying, no, the public doesn't need to know that these medications can trigger off mass shootings and suicide. Alrighty here. Now then, excuse me. All right. Over this last weekend, They've had more winter weather. Now, remember, this is the end of March. We're going into April. They had a powerful blizzard hit Cape Cod. They had snowstorms up in the upper Midwest, Montana. Snow surprised villagers and tourists in Mallorca, completely unexpected. And apparently there's a major traffic jam in Iran from an unexpected snowstorm. Now, remember, when we were going into this winter, it hit early. Remember all those cattle who were out there in the fields and pastures? Nobody was expecting a snowstorm to hit, and it did, and all these cattle froze to death, and now it's lingering later and later into the spring. But, of course, that is not going to discourage the carbon Nazis. The UN just came out with a new climate change report, John Kerry reporting on it, saying the costs of inaction are catastrophic. And we must curb the emission of greenhouse gases, meaning carbon tax. I told you, with the absolute cratering of Obamacare as a cash grab by the government and the health insurance corporations, they're going to hit you with a carbon tax. That's what they're pushing. They've tried to rebrand global warming as climate change, but it always still comes back to carbon and carbon taxes. Now, the UN has issued their report. They're saying the worst is yet to come. It's very hyped up, very dramatic. One of the authors of the original report quit, said, take my name off of this thing. You guys are just hyping it. It's not scientific. It's scaremongering. Now, the UN report is warning of the devastating effects of global warming could lead to wars between nations and food shortages. Now, these hysterical claims fly in the face of history. The Roman and medieval warm periods were times of unprecedented productivity and plenty. Food was growing everywhere. You didn't need to go out and scrabble for it and work hard for it. You step outside your house, there's stuff growing all over the place. And there was food was so plentiful, people had time left over to think about other things like art, science, architecture. This allowed Rome to achieve their heights of civilization, including their amazing engineering works, and then later, the Renaissance. Global warming is a good thing in history, but they're still trying to sell you the idea that a warming planet is going to be terrible for everybody here. Now, what's interesting is that last week, a preliminary version of the UN report was leaked out, and that had a very different tone. It said global warming isn't going to cost the Earth all that much. It may not be a bad thing. Everybody's wondering why the change, why the sudden dramatic change between the preliminary report that said it's not really as big a deal to the report that came out today saying it's death, doom, destruction, war, famine if you don't pay your carbon tax. And it turns out there's a story, and this came out in the Daily Mail, that the government of Great Britain applied pressure to the IPCC to sex up the report, that the earlier report was too moderate, it wasn't scary enough. And what this tells us is something I've been saying all along. Human-caused global warming is not science. It is a political agenda. Now, there's another story. This is in Forbes, no less, how a group of scientists have come forward to denounce this latest United Nations report, saying that it deliberately excluded and misrepresented important climate science. These are other, remember where they used to say, oh, all the climate scientists agree. No, they don't agree. And more of them are stepping forward to say, this is all nonsense. And it absolutely is. We haven't even gotten out of this winter. There's snow still falling on the northern hemisphere. We're on the verge of the month of April. And they're already out there screaming, global warming, carbon tax, because they're desperate for money. And it's a scam. It is a huge scam. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get to the phones, we're getting this story that's breaking out. Apparently, there is an active shooter alert at Stevenson University outside Baltimore. The university has gone into lockdown. Everybody's been given a shelter-in-place order based on a report of two people on the campus with a long gun. They're not reporting shots have been fired, but the campus is on lockdown. I'm going to take a guess here that this is probably... it's saying right here. The rifle was found in a pickup truck in the parking lot. Looks like another knee-jerk reaction. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Helen in Massachusetts, aloha. Helen, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about Albuquerque.
Yes.
And I just find this appalling. This man was on their radar for a long time. They wanted to assassinate him. Mm. He, do you look at the arms and the dogs and everything that they brought up in because he was illegally camping? Illegally camping?
Well, we're seeing the police go into this full SWAT mode for ridiculous things like writing traffic tickets, and they broke into that home because they thought some discarded tea in the trash was actually marijuana, and they come in with the dynamic entry. I mean, that's now become the standard mode of police operation. Full body armor, the heavy weapons, because the government's been handing them out for free, and if they don't use them, they won't get any more. But it was completely overboard. This could have been resolved by sending two officers up there to say, hey, you can't camp here.
Exactly.
End of story.
And, you know, it was an assassination. It was a murder.
It absolutely was, and now the Department of Justice is investigating.
Right. Well, how far will that go?
Probably
not all
that far.
You know our Department of Justice.
Well, I remember after the officers in the Rodney King case were acquitted by that court in Simi Valley, and it triggered the riots. The Department of Justice came in with an investigation, and they handed out a couple of wrist-slap sentences.
Yeah, well, there you go. But, no, the thing is, when I watched that video, I was appalled. I mean, I was appalled. They couldn't wait him out. They couldn't wait him out. Remember a long time ago, that's what they used to do?
It wasn't even a barricade situation. He's in a tent on the ground there. It's like the same thing we saw down in Fullerton, where they just beat that homeless man to death.
Yes, I remember him.
Yeah.
Kelly, whatever his name was, and him calling for his father.
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah, I remember the story. I remember the story there. Anyway, Helen, we're starting to get to the end of the show, and I got a bunch of stuff I need to cover, so we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Getting back to the carbon Nazis, and we're already seeing they're cranking up the stories here. Truthout.org has a story about how the vanishing Arctic ice cap, that's been one of their constant things, the Arctic will be ice free by 2016 is the new date. By 2016, the Arctic will be ice free. They've been saying that for 10 years. And both Arctic ice caps, north and south, were at their largest this last year than they have been since this whole hysteria began. They're just hoping that you won't actually go out and research what's really going on with the Arctic ice cover, that you'll just look at the headline, the vanishing Arctic ice cap. Oh, my goodness, it's global warming. We've got to pay our carbon taxes. They're trying to stampede you into this scam. Now, speaking of the medieval warm period, there's a story over at whatsupwiththat.com where scientists have basically determined at this point that the medieval warm period was global. It wasn't just Europe. It wasn't just the collapse of the North Atlantic current, or rather the reinforcement of the North Atlantic current, the heat conveyor, that it was in fact global, meaning it was driven by the sun. Just nonsense. There's yet another one of the carbon Nazis screaming that anybody who denies human-caused global warming ought to be thrown in jail. The reach that they're putting out there is saying that anybody who doubts human-caused global warming is endangering lives by impeding the rush to get the climate under control. And they should be jailed on that basis here. Okay. So let's see here. They want to throw him in jail. It's just like Galileo and the planets and everything. Okay, a government may soon tell you what to eat to reduce your carbon footprint. I mean, they're trying to use this for controlling everything. And the most ridiculous one I heard over the weekend, the White House looks to regulate cow flatulence as part of the climate agenda. They need to reduce the amount of methane coming from dairy cows. I think they're going to call the plan Obama Cork. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. I just turned on, and the lady, she brought up what happened to that Valle, what they did to him, that was illegally camping. We had something here north of the border in PI just only about a couple of weeks ago, where basically the Royal Canadian Mounted Police basically went all, so many times the police force out of control.
Mm-hmm.
A resident, he went for a visit to Nova Scotia, and he had some money to spare.
Mm-hmm.
So he handed out several $50 bills and a few gold points to people he figured that were in need.
They picked him up as being mentally ill.
Yeah, and when he came back to PI, the Mounties, with three squad cars, they stopped him on the highway and put him in a loony bin.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did.
And
all right, Vern.
This is outright ridiculous what's going on here.
Of course it is ridiculous. Of course it's ridiculous. It's completely out of control now.
Yeah.
Okay?
As I say, you know, people can donate to all kinds of charities. And when he makes it a personal charity, you know, then he's supposed to be mentally deranged.
Well, we're seeing that as well. I mean, you know, our communities all across the United States, the police are enforcing laws, or the communities are passing laws saying you can't directly feed the homeless. You need to go through one of these charities. But we know a lot of these charities are themselves ongoing frauds, where very little of the money donated goes to the charitable aim, and most of it is simply used to pay the salaries of the people operating the charity, ad budgets, getting the celebrities to come on in and talk about it.
And as I say, you know, this kind of lunacy has to be stopped, and those police forces that go over the line in this kind of a way, and the psychiatrist and the medical profession who participates in it, they need to be basically held accountable. What I said there a couple of years ago, we have to compare some blacklists in case the cookie crumbles the other way, then basically publish the blacklist.
Okay, yeah, it is. It's out of control. And again, we're reaching the point where the police are going to abuse the public, and the public is going to start fighting back. I think we saw a taste of that down in Albuquerque. Okay?
Yeah, okay. And thanks, you know, for bringing those cases to the public attention. You know,
all right, you got it. You got it. Werner, got to let you go. We're running out of time. I'm coming up on a commercial break. I want to hit one more story about the global warming issue. We're seeing a story over in sppiblog.org, where scientists who are not in the payroll of the carbon Nazis are basically saying the reality is the carbon dioxide level in the atmosphere is actually very low, dangerously low, to the point where it is going to seriously impede the growing of plant life, including food crops. Now, remember, commercial greenhouses artificially increase the amount of carbon dioxide inside those buildings to stimulate plant growth. The more carbon dioxide you have, the more plants grow, the more food they produce. And on a planet already stricken with mass famine, that would be a good thing. But carbon dioxide is being demonized specifically because they can blame it on human activity and use it as an excuse to take taxes from you. That's what's going on. Now, over in Yellowstone National Park, they had a 4.8 quake, which doesn't sound like much, but it was their biggest in about 30 years. There is a lot of concern from this quake and its aftershocks. Sooner or later, that supervolcano is going to blow. They seem to be having an increase in seismic activity pretty much across the west of the United States of America. They had that 5.1 in La Habra, and there's a tremendous amount of concern about the La Puente Fault being capable of a 7.5 jolt. So they're very, very nervous about what's going on there. Now, down in the Antarctic, you're probably, if you've seen Whale Wars or any of Paul Watson's screeds about Japanese whaling, where they're claiming it's for scientific research, but the reality is most of the whales they take wind up in food markets in Japan. The UN's International Court of Justice has ruled the Japanese government must halt the whaling program in the Antarctic. And Japan has said, yes, we agree that must be done. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF. P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in, fight with Arrow, in the radio. Tired of the
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a listener just this second sent me a screen capture from CNN. They were talking about Flight 370. And I'm going to read you the little banner they had on the lower third. You're not going to believe this. Boeing 777 will struggle to maintain altitude once the fuel tanks are empty. Who do they have writing this stuff? When the fuel tanks are empty, you start losing altitude. There's no struggle involved. You are going down. And whoever wrote this is completely clueless about how aircraft work. They're creating this mythical view that when the airplane runs out of fuel, it will just, through sheer force of will, struggle to maintain its altitude. It doesn't work that way. Man, and CNN wonders why their ratings are in the Al-Qaeda here. Another very alarming statistic we need to be paying attention to, autism in the United States has increased 30% just over the last 2 years. Now it's one child out of every 68. One out of every 68 kids in America is autistic. Unless they're Amish, who seem to have avoided that curse completely, just as they avoid vaccines. One out of every 68, common sense tells you there has to be something in the environment that's causing it. It's not the wrath of the gods. It's not the sins of the parents visited on the children. There is something that is causing this. Now, we know that there was a good deal of evidence that the mercury-based preservatives in vaccines are what cause autism. But in the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security, there was a rider that indemnified vaccine makers for damages caused by their products. And at that point, all research into the problem stopped because there wasn't the possibility of a legal recovery. And here we are with autism increasing 30% in the last 2 years. One out of every 68 American children. What a horrible, horrible curse to visit on our young people for the sake of a fast buck. Now, a lot of people are very concerned about the outbreak of Ebola in Guinea. Pardon me. It seems to have about a 50% lethality rate. Now, before we get into this, you need to understand Ebola comes in a variety of strains of varying lethality. The worst one is the Mayinga strain, better than 90% lethality. If you get the Mayinga strain of Ebola, it's better than 90% chance you are going to die. The opposite end of the spectrum would be something like Ebola Reston, as in Reston, Virginia, which is an Ebola that will liquefy monkeys who get it, but it absolutely has no effect on human beings at all. 0% lethality in the human population. The various other Ebola Zaire and the rest fall somewhere between that. But there is a bit of concern. Normally, these Ebola outbreaks seem to happen in these very remote locations so that there's very little chance of the infected people getting out. But apparently, at least one infected person made it to Guinea's capital city. And it's got people very nervous because the average amount of time between when you become infected and infectious with Ebola and you start to show symptoms so that you know something's gone horribly wrong, it's about 16 days, during which time you're talking with friends and family, you're going to the supermarket, and there is a concern that this one patient who made it to the capital city, everybody who was riding with him, everybody they met on the way to the hospital, could have potentially become a carrier. If one of those persons gets on an airplane, by the time that airplane lands, they're all going to have it spreading out into society. It is a serious question. It is a serious, serious question. Senegal has already closed their border with Guinea. They're very concerned about that. There was a report of a patient in Canada who they thought might have it. Canada's official statement is, yes, it's an Ebola-like hemorrhagic fever, but it's not really Ebola, so everybody calm down, keep coming to Canada, spend your tourism dollar, buy your maple sugar, and so forth and so on. I don't know about that here. Now, the rats and the fleas are now officially off the hook for the Black Plague. I don't know if you got the DVD for Ratatouille. It's a very wonderful computer-animated Pixar film about this rat who wants to become a French chef, and it's a very, very charming story. And included in the extras is this little video with the star of the movie basically saying, well, you know, rats get a bad rap because we're blamed for the Black Plague, but it was actually the fleas. Well, it turns out it wasn't either one. They've gone back and looked at the skulls of Black Plague victims in London, and they found they were dealing with a pneumonic plague. In other words, it was airborne, and that's explained why it spread so fast and killed so many people. So the rats and the fleas are off the hook. Now, it makes sense they would have blamed the rats and fleas, because when the great plagues were scorching across Europe, nobody knew about bacteria or viruses. It was presumed that you got a disease from being in contact with somebody else who had the disease. And the Black Plague was killing the rats as well. So they got the blame for it. But science has caught up with it, and it was an airborne plague. They're now thinking that the Red Death, remember Edgar Allan Poe, The Mask of the Red Death, that was hemorrhagic fever. That was hemorrhagic fever. All righty, let's see. Now, as we mentioned, there's a great deal of concern over the fact that the United States, not having an active man in space program, is having to basically hitch a ride with Russia to the space station at a time when our government is rattling their sabers at that very same Russia. It's already, you know, a hugely expensive operation for NASA to rent space on the Soyuz to go to the space station. And by the way, they did dock. There was a little difficulty with the last Soyuz, but they got docked and everybody's all happy. NASA, of course, is leaping onto this thing saying, well, if we're going to go and annoy the Russians, it's time for the U.S. to fund a U.S. taxi to the space station. Now, SpaceX is already doing that. Boeing's also got a ship they're building to be in the running. And NASA is saying, you got to give us money so that we can do this and not rely on those gosh darn Russians, you know, to get us up there. All right, we already talked about the earthquake in Yellowstone National Park. And if you've never seen it, it is worth the trip. But maybe we all ought to take a look real quick. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. That supervolcano will erupt again at some point, and it will lay waste to the western half of the United States of America. All righty, apparently, let's see, story here about billionaire will meet and greet you for $1,000. It's a little deal from Oprah Winfrey, and frankly, if you have $1,000 to spend on meeting Oprah Winfrey, then you're doing pretty well. I certainly wouldn't. She lives down here on Maui. Apparently, Michelle hung out with her for a little while here. There is an American diocese in Minnesota is suing a diocese in Ireland, alleging it sent a priest to Minnesota knowing he was a child molester and did not tell the Minnesota diocese. They're just shuffling these guys around to get them out there. And so there's a lawsuit involved with that as well. All righty, let's see. We already talked about Ehud Olmert being convicted of bribery here. More than 40% of the Italians want to quit the euro. We're already starting to see all these countries in the European zone, the European Union, and they're sick and tired of the artificial debt creation of the European Central Bank, and they want out. 40% of Italians. When it gets over 50%, they can vote themselves out of the European Union. And remember, Wall Street has sold an estimated $90 trillion in credit default swaps against Europe's debt. When Europe starts to unwind, they're going to be pounding on the doors of Wall Street saying, hey, you got to pay off on these credit default swaps. Wall Street doesn't have the cash reserves. They're not required to, because credit default swaps, derivatives, are not regulated the way regular insurance is. What is Wall Street going to do? They're going to turn around to the U.S. government and say, we need another bailout. We meant well. We didn't mean to cause this mess. The taxpayers have to cover the losses. And the U.S. government will say, why, sure. We love you people on Wall Street. We'll just take more away from the American people to make good on the losses. And it's not going to work because we don't have it. We do not have it. All right, there's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here. We will be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go over and hit the donate page at Republic Broadcasting. Please, if you have not already done so, download the app from Sandra Anderson's Keller and Williams Real Estate Contest. Today is the deadline. If we can put her over the top, she will win $20,000 that will go to RBN to fund our operation. So please, if you haven't done it, do it now. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.